Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2057 in the mobile studio again. Yesterday I spoke about skin checks. It's all good. All good. So today, every now and then I get people that are curious about my life and how I get everything done that I get done, how I live the way that I live and why I live the way that I live. And so I thought I would just walk you through what's a typical day look like in my life and strap yourself in. So here we go. So I tend to start my day at 5 a.m. or 5:30. Typically most days that's when I start. So I get up, I have my breakfast, usually first thing in the morning. I have planned my day the night before, so I know what it is that I'm doing straight up. So usually that's working with clients first thing in the morning. Or if not, I will usually record my podcasts first thing in the morning. Remember, I do two a day, and so I will normally do those first thing or second thing after clients. So depending on the day, depends on how many clients that I will have in the morning. I can do up to, I probably peak at the moment, 54 sessions a week, which if you map all that out, that's a lot. It's a lot of sessions. So it means most of my sessions are between 30 minutes. I have one at 45 minutes via Zoom, but most of them are 30 to 60 minutes. I see multiple people multiple times a week. Some people once a week, but most of my clients are 2 to 3 times per week. And so normally there's a bit of a peak in the morning with people wanting to get their training in before work. And so sometimes that can be pretty constant until around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. I might have mini breaks in between. So what I do is I have specific tasks that I'm focusing on. So I try and make sure that I do those things that are most important, the things that I really don't want to do, because there's always things in business that we don't want to do. I focus on doing those first thing in the morning so I can get them out of the way and when I've got the most energy and focus and so forth. So I'll do those. So that normally involves posting my... I actually enjoy recording the podcast, but there's things that are required to upload, post, etc. From a marketing perspective. So I do that. I will then take care of some social media marketing, so creating content and so forth for posting throughout the day. So I might create the entire day's content in a 30-minute block, for instance, and then I will allow that to be there for posting later. So I create the content, and then I have to create some graphics as well, or videos for those. So that takes a bit of time as well. Then in between my clients, and then there might be some other marketing things that I'm doing. Most of my extra time is around marketing, building relationships and that kind of stuff. So I might do some different types of marketing, which like at the moment I am doing working through my database. So my database is old. I've got new people on there, but I'm going through the parts that are dating back 15 years. And I am reaching out to those people to see whether they still want to hear from me. A lot of people, their email addresses just no longer work because they might have given me a work email address. People change jobs a lot, so the email doesn't work anymore. So therefore, it's a lengthy process. I can't do it in bulk, so I'm trying to get through spam filters, and it comes to my personal email and stuff. So that's tedious. So I've almost finished going through my entire database. I've got probably a week and a half left to go, and I will have finished it completely and tidied it up, which is good. So I do those sorts of things. In between here, I'm making sure that I'm eating appropriately. So I am doing breakfast first thing around sort of 9:30 maybe max 10 o'clock, I'm having a snack, which is normally a smoothie, sometimes a protein bar, but high protein bar, as in high protein bar. I'm having lunch around the time it is now, so around 12 p.m. I will do that. And often I wasn't previously taking a lunch break. I'm trying to make sure that I take 30 minutes out where I don't do any work. I'm having my meal. I'm either sitting outside. I might be going for a little walk or something. I'm doing something that doesn't just takes my brain somewhere else. So I'm doing that. I will do my workout. I do strength workouts 3 times a week, normally Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. I try and do those in between clients earlier in the morning to get it out of the way and sets me up for success. Sometimes I'll do my cardio workout, which is just walking, and I might get out, and it's rain coming in at the moment. Sorry about the noise. I will say go for a walk and record a podcast, do something like that. But I like to multitask, do multiple things at once. This morning, for instance, I jumped on the treadmill. It was a bit like this, rainy, windy. So I jumped on the treadmill. I did that, and then I recorded a podcast after I hopped off the treadmill, because it can be a little bit noisy to do that. So I did 20 minutes of that, 10 minutes of a podcast, posted them, moved on with that. My clients are spread throughout the day, often like peppered, like a block in the morning. I can have a block in the pretty much from 3 p.m. until 8:30. I can be back to back with clients, maybe a small gap in between where I will maybe take a break to have some dinner. I have a break to spend time with my daughter if she's with me, and trying to keep some balance that way. Trying to focus on some pockets of times where I can kind of put my brain elsewhere and not focus on clients or anything like that, because it becomes fatiguing. And so throughout the day, I'm identifying from the night before those key pockets of time that I have to also do some good work on growing my business, the transformational things. Each day I will put some time in, like today it's this afternoon, to work on the growth of me. And that's doing work with my coach. And I do that on a daily basis as well. It's very important for me to be growing each day. I block out half an hour in my calendar each day. Sometimes I'll use a little bit more, but I have half an hour every single day, 7 days a week, as well as the growth of me. But this one's for working on relationships. So in that can be going through social media and those people that I want to connect with or want to remain connected with. It's like liking their posts, commenting, etc., etc. And then you'll keep being sent more of their stuff. They'll start to say, oh, they're excuse me, that yeah, you're following them, you're liking their stuff, they'll do the same back to you. But it also gives you an opportunity to just, you know, have those people you want to connect with so that you're following them. So I'll do that for half an hour. That can involve texting people, emailing people, calling people as well. So I will do that. And then once we get through all the clients and so forth, I get to the end of the day, I normally have a shower, I'll jump in like onto my bed, and I will plan out what's happening for tomorrow. So I'll rate my day, I'll go through all my objectives and say, okay, have I done all the things that I said that I would? If I haven't, they stay on the list and to be completed like first thing tomorrow. Make sure that I get those things done because that's a priority. I'll rate my day out of 10. I'll rate my effort out of 10. I will identify the key outcomes for tomorrow, 5 of those. I'll make sure that that's blocked out in my schedule. Otherwise, I just will not get those 5 things done. And then I'll play some games on my phone, just some mind games to try and switch my mind off. And then normally I'll have a movie or something playing in the background. I don't generally watch it 100%. I'll just listen to it and, you know, do that kind of thing. And that's kind of my day. So it's pretty full on. There's my schedule is blocked out for the whole day. That includes spending time with my daughter and doing those things, as well as having some time to myself, my workouts, etc. But that is a typical day for me. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but it is mine. So that's me, a life in the day of Rob Evans. See you tomorrow.